as we pray. How many in here is sick, needing, have a need of anything? Raise up your hands and say, it's me, Lord. I believe, Lord. Now, I want your undivided attention, just as sweetly as you can for a few moments. If, after this message, and Christ will reflect himself in the people, and see that some poor soul has enough faith to touch his garment, and I can yield myself to his Spirit, and know that this is the Holy Spirit, then if you belong to something else besides a group that believes this, then I'd come over before they believe the truth. I would. I certainly would. I would believe, because God making himself known. Don't identify yourself now with the Pharisees and them that don't believe. They're blind. Because Jesus said, they'd see him no more. But ye shall see me, for I'll be with you. I'll be in you. You'll see me. Well, if he is that same high priest, that's where you see him, by reflecting himself in the same way he did then. Is that true? All right. Now, you believe with all your heart. Have faith. Don't doubt. Pray. And then we'll see what he says. Now, just believe with all your heart. Now, Father God, I've spoken of you and for your word. I did it in a broke up way, Lord, I know. But it's the best I knew how. All these 2 weeks I've constantly stayed with it, Lord. All my life I've tried to stay with it. Now, Lord, honor your word tonight here as a revival is closing. Let it be known, Lord, that if we stand for that which is right, the right will stand for us. Grant it, Lord, that we believe that you become us to take our sin, that we might become you, sons of God, to reflect the word of God, vindicated, made it manifest through our ministry life that you have given us. Grant it, Lord. We present ourselves to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now just have faith. Don't doubt, but believe with all your heart now. Are you believing? Everybody believe. Don't doubt. Just pray to yourself and have faith now. Don't doubt at all. Fight yourself down now. Listen to what the Spirit saith unto you. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. What are you looking at me so sincerely about? You believe me to be a servant? I don't know you. I've never seen you. But just a woman sitting there looking at me. It's not exactly sickness that she's worried about. She's worried about somebody else. It's a young girl. She has just come up missing. She's left home. She's just a girl, a teenage girl. This has been made up for a long time. So far, I see no danger with her. Have faith, believe God, he'll send her home to you. What did she touch? Now, you see the woman, I've never seen her in my life. She's total a stranger. Here's a lady sitting right back here, eyes closed, praying. She's suffering with a rectal trouble. It's hemorrhoids. She is suffering with a heart trouble. She's going to miss it. God help us. Miss Willingham, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you receive it. Now, ask the woman. We are totally strangers. You say you called her name. What, didn't Jesus tell Simon, your name is Simon, you're the son of Jonas? Just have faith in God. Do you believe it? Now get sincere. Believe. Don't doubt. Just put your mind on God and believe him. What's he doing? He's identifying himself. He's reflecting himself. Now if you don't think it's right, I've asked you to come to the pulpit and do the same thing. there is a little woman. She's sitting back here with a shawl over her head. She's Spanish. And she's praying for a daughter. That daughter doesn't live here. She's now put her hands to her face. And she is, this daughter lives where there's a lot of water, where the sea roars, in San Diego, California. And she has varicose veins and complications, and she's almost to a nervous breakdown. You believe that your prayer then touched the hem of his garment, my little Spanish sister, and your daughter will get well? If you do, raise up your hand and accept it. All right, you can have it. It turns clearer thereby, you know. Don't doubt. Believe. That was astounding to you, wasn't it, lady, sitting there, put your hand up to your nose and wiped your face and said something across the aisle with a blue coat on sitting there. Yes. All right. If you will believe with all your heart, then that heart will straighten out and won't have any more heart trouble that you've been suffering with. If that's right, stand up on your feet, though. Just witness that that's true. I'm a stranger to the lady. Amen. Do you believe? Certainly. Mm-hmm. Always believe. I see a middle-aged man. Do you see that light amber hanging right there, pulling right over that fella? Now he's praying. He's got his head down. And there's something that's just been said that attracted his attention to pray, because he's from California too, he just said. But he's from Fresno, California. He suffers with asthma. Mr. Corral, if you believe with all your heart, you can go home and be made well too. Amen. Believe it now. If that's right, raise your hand. Are we strangers? Raise your hand. All right? You believe? What did that man touch? He touched Jesus Christ. He's 30 feet from me. Now I challenge you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to believe that this message of the Holy Spirit in this last days is a closing out of the world's history. I challenge you to believe that I taught it to you tonight. You believe that God sent me. You honor it. Not, don't honor me, but honor what He sent me for, His Word. And God will grant it, your request. I can't make Him do it. But if you will believe. Here, look here. Can't you see that? Look here. That light right here. It's right over this kind of heavy-set woman sitting here. I don't know the woman. I've never seen her in my life. But she's sick. She's suffering. She's been to a doctor. And something, an examination showed it's in the colon. It's some kind of a, like sores. No, the doctor says ulcers in the colon. That's right. That's right. You're not from here. You're here on a visit. Is that right? Raise up your hand. You come from Michigan. That's right. You're here to visit a son. And he's in some kind of a radio business of some sort. Your name is Mrs. Herb. Have faith in God. Go home and find it the way you want if you believe with all your heart. Do you believe, or are you ready to have the dross of unbelief beat out of you? Do you believe that you can see Christ reflecting Himself the same yesterday, today, and forever? He's God. Do you believe that? Say amen if you believe it. Then put your hands over on one another. I'm going to show you His Word if you're believers. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Put your hands on one another now. Close your eyes. Bow your head. Pray for one another. You pray. It's not me. You pray. Christ out among you out there. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, may Christ be reflected in every life here tonight and heal the sick, Lord. We cast out every devil of unbelief that the Church of Pentecost might see the reflection of Jesus Christ in their life as they have seen it this night. many hands in here, maybe 200 hands up in the air that wanted to receive you as their Savior and wanted to receive you as their absolute, something that they could place their faith on. Their very heart would punctuate every word and make it be manifest. Grant it, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. Now, while you're here together and in this little group, I want you to be praying. Huh? I've never done this, and I feel led to do it. Just keep in prayer. And how many of you people in here that know me and you're sick or have need for yourself or somebody, raise up your hands that you know me and know what I know you. Raise up your hands everywhere. You see, it just looks like all around. Now, you put your hands down. Now, the ones that you know that you don't know me and I don't know you, raise up your hands. Still, everywhere. No way to differentiate them apart. Now, I want you to pray. Pray sincerely. Don't doubt now. Just pray. And let's let the Holy Spirit. Now, if I've spoken these things, now you know good and well it's totally impossible for me to know who you are, what you are, or whatever about it, what's wrong with you. But what happens? Did not Jesus promise the same thing in the last day? Did not He say there, when He said as it was in the days of Sodom, when God was manifested in flesh, that man come there, just a man eating flesh of a cow or a calf, drinking milk and bread. And He said, where is Sarah? He says, she's in the tent behind you. And He told what He was going to do. He said, I'm going to visit you. Abraham called Him Elohim, Lord God. And He said, Sarah laughed to herself. And He said, why did Sarah laugh? With His back turned to the tent. Jesus said, as it was, you see, there was a church natural. The church natural, which was Lot and his group. They had a modern Billy Graham go down there and so forth. And an old Roberts then calling them out. They did a miracle as much to smite blind and preach the gospel. And there was the Sodomites. There's always three groups of people. The Sodomites. You see what they did. But the elected, the Pentecostal so-called, that was Abraham that were already out of Egypt, already out of Sodom, sitting up in the lands of the poor lands. See what kind of a message they got? Now watch today. When was there ever a time? Tell me when a time ever went out to Sodom. Remember, that was Abraham, A-B-E-R-H-A-M, A-B-R-H-A-M, rather. When was there ever a messenger ever went to the local denominational churches with a man ending his name in H-A-M, G-R-A-H-A-M? What about to the Pentecostal group? It's never been known in history. I've come to it just recently, checking names. You say names don't mean nothing. Why did Saul and his name change to Paul? Why did Simon to Peter? Why did Jacob to Israel? Certainly it is. Have faith in God. Don't overlook the thing that God is trying to give you. Now pray. Say, Lord Jesus, have mercy. I'm not mistaken why you have your heads bowed. I'm looking over here. I think that's Sister Carl Williams sitting over here to my right. Is that right, Miss Williams? Over here, Sister Carl Williams? It looked like her sitting over there to my right. I wasn't sure. Did I make it clear? I guess it wasn't. I'm trying to see somebody that I know. Look around. I see Brother and Sister Dow sitting here, but they're from the church. Is that Miss Outlaw over here to my left? That's who I thought you all were standing there. Miss Outlaw, I know you. You're someone I know. I want to ask you something. You look right straight to me. Do you believe me to be God's servant? Do you believe that these things I teach is the truth? The midnight law, I haven't spoke to you, as I know of, for over a year since I was here before. No, I believe I waved that the other day in the restaurant. Look here to me. But you have a burden on your heart, not so much for yourself, but for somebody else. That's a young woman. It's your daughter-in-law. Do you believe that God is able to tell me what's the matter with that daughter-in-law? She's got kind of a sinus trouble, and also she's got a nervous, real, real nervous. All right? Don't worry. Go to leave her. She felt it right then. Go to leave her. Just have faith.
Glory to God.
You believe? Here's a lady sitting right down in front of me here. Total stranger, but she see that light hanging over? She's suffering with a weakness in her body. She's not from here. She's from California. I'm a total stranger to the woman, but she knows I'm speaking to her now. You see that light hanging over? I don't know her. Never seen her. But her name is Mrs. Elliott. Do you believe with all your heart? You go home, be made well. Do you believe it? All right. Now, if I'm a stranger, everything, wave your hand like that. See? Raise up your hand and believe with all your heart. I said that's all right. Have faith. Here's a lady sitting right in front of her, right by the side, must be her husband. She's sitting there also, and she has a trouble with her muscles. It got spasms in it. That is right. Yes, ma'am. Mrs. Darwish, if you believe with all your heart, you believe? There you are. I don't know you, never knows your name or nothing about it. But that's true, isn't it? And you were sitting there saying, Lord, let it be me. See? If that's right, wave your hand back and forth like this. Wave your hand if that's right. No. There you are. I've never seen her in my life. Heavenly Father knows those things are true. That's right. What is it? It's Jesus Christ. What's it doing? It's exactly what he said it would do in the last days. Now, if that's right, and God performing it, showing it's right, then the word I'm preaching is right, because it's the same God keeping his word. Believe on the Lord. Turn from your lukewarm ways. Get away from these things that's dragging you out like Hollywood. These things that's dragging you like the rest of the churches. Return to God and get an absolute that'll hold an anchor of your heart. How many would like to have that experience with Christ? Stand up on your feet right here in his presence where you know he's here. God bless you. God bless you.
Glory.
Now that's fine. Now that is wonderful. Oh my. I don't know what to say. If every one of you here will accept that message, that Jesus Christ is right here with us. A little while in the world, unbelievers won't see me no more, yet ye shall see me. I'll be with you, even in you. The works that I do shall you also. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. Is that right? When you see him working, exactly what he promised. Now he's here, the only thing you have to do is just lay yourself down and say, Lord Jesus, I'm now a purpose in my heart. From this hour on, I'm yours and you're mine. And I want this experience in my heart that I can speak your word. Your word will live and what I ask of it will be done. Do you want it? Then let's just raise up our hands to God and pray. Every one of us now, everybody. And then I want you to raise one hand up and put a hand on somebody next to you. Right? That's right. Businessman. God ever bless you. Be with you. Another. So how many has ever been in one of the meetings before? Let's see your hand. All of them. Well, I thought I was before a strange audience and then talk on something like that. See? Well, no, there's two-thirds in here has been in the meetings before. All right, you understand what the way we do it. Now, I do not see a person at this time that I could say that I know. I might know some of you, but there's no one that I see that I know. I can't see one person. I know my wife's in here somewhere, and one of my daughters, but I don't know where she's at even. She's in here somewhere, but I don't, and I know that I heard Brother Fred Stockman, one of our trustees of the church in Indiana, say amen a while ago, but the Heavenly Father knows I can't even see the man. It's kind of hard to see from here. I don't even know where he's at. I see no one. I know none of them yet. But And all in this prayer line, you in the prayer line, all of you that doesn't know me, or you know that I don't know you, raise up your hands, you know. That whole group of them. I don't know them, they don't know me, you don't know me, and I don't know you. Now, the thing of it is now, is Jesus Christ alive? That's what we want to know, see? And now, we can't even, there's many things that we could say, yes, I feel him in my heart, that people say something else. And to say, many things that say psychology is. But we want to know, is he truly alive to scripturally identify himself the same yesterday, today, and forever? That's what we want to know. Now, here is the Word of God. And I hold it in my hand. There's not a person that I can see outside of my son now, and Brother Tony sitting down here, president of the Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship, is the only two people that I see that I know. The little singers are sitting out there at the end. I think they're very fine. I believe this is her mother sitting right here. I'm not sure. Or is that right? Am I wrong? Well, I'm wrong there. So, I don't know. I've seen a lady playing. Is this there at the end? Well, I seen a lady the other night playing up there. It looked a whole lot like this lady here that I thought was the mother. There she is. Yes, sir. Well, now you have to see. They look a whole lot like But, I didn't even know that lady. Now, therefore, I stand here with ministers around me, behind me, out front, Christian people, and here we stand here. And I claim that the Bible evidence of Jesus Christ is a prophetic sign. The Bible says so. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And promised that if we believe on him, the works that he did, we would do also. Now, is that true? Now, if that is the truth, every sinner ought to find himself here at the altar, a place here, and ask forgiveness of sin. Every sick person ought to accept your healing right where you're at.
Yes,
because there's no virtue in me. I'm a man. Here's your pastor, just the same as I. We're just servants of Christ. But we're here now. They're preachers. I'm not very much of a preacher. You know that by now. But they're ministers, teachers, and so forth. I'm not a minister, preacher, rather. Because I have no education and no schooling, and I have no degrees no BAs or DDs. I just don't have it. And but the Lord gave me a gift because I love him, and he lets me work for him in this way. And if he will manifest himself here, that he is here, and this very Holy Spirit that you receive proves that it is him. Pentecost is the only thing that's going to prove Christianity. You can't prove it by science. You can't prove it by nothing but by a Pentecostal experience. You Baptists know that, and you Methodists and Presbyterians and whatever you are. You know, it takes Pentecostal experience to prove God. And that's to each individual. It doesn't prove the organization. It proves the individual. Like Jesus said to Peter when he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of God," he said, "Flesh and blood never reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell can never tear it down, and not prevail against it." Now, where is this lady? Now, if Jesus Christ proves that he's alive, how many is going to accept your healing right where you're sitting? Just raise your hand and say, if he'll do just what he did here, I know he's alive. Brother Branham, I heard you speak. I know you, you're just a little bald-headed preacher standing there, see? And I know there's nothing in you. But I do know if you've told the truth, God will certainly testify of it. He's obligated to do that. And I spoke of him. Now let him speak that I've told you the truth. If it isn't the truth, then it isn't the truth. If it is the truth, and you're captured. A lady here, I've never seen her. She raised her hands a few minutes ago that we were strangers, say one another. She might have heard of me somewhere in a paper, a magazine, or might have seen me in a meeting. But it's knowing anything about the woman, the first, only thing I know, I've probably never met her before in life. She's standing here, a total stranger. Say, this happened to be something I talked of a few moments ago. Here's a man and a woman meet for the first time, like St. John, the fourth chapter, when our Lord Jesus Christ met the woman at the well. Right on a panoramic, the same way. Just the Bible portrayed again. Jesus never knew her, she never knew Jesus. She questioned him, asking her, and he asked her for a drink of water. And then when the father revealed to him what was her trouble, quickly she recognized that that was more than just an ordinary man. Now, lady, I don't know you, don't know one thing about you, but I'm just speaking to you in order you being the first person to catch the spirit of the Lord. And now, I perceive that you are a believer, and I mean a Christian believer, not a hitchhiker, because immediately when I turn to you, your spirit vibrates welcome. See how I know that she's a Christian. Now, she could be a hypocrite, she could be anything. She could be a deceiver standing there. How would I know? I never seen her in my life. But now, if this repeats itself, that he knows where your trouble is, he knows what you're here for. It might be sickness, it might be financial trouble, it might be domestic trouble. I don't know, he does. But if he will reveal to me by his presence and let my mind and lips and all be so carried by him that he'll tell you what you're here for. You know whether it's the truth or not, wouldn't you? You know it was true. Now, how many would believe it? Now, here I am with my hands up to you. I've never seen her in my life, as far as I know. Never seen her in my life. We're totally strangers one to another. Now, if the Holy Spirit can reveal to this woman something about her, something she's done, like that woman did at the well, then or something that she ought to have done and did not do, some trouble she's had, something's on her heart, something she wants, or something like that, it has to come from some supernatural power. How many know that? Well, now, you could take the side of the Pharisees and say, it's the devil. Or you could take the side of the believer and say, it's God. Then it depends on you. It's up to you. Now, may the Holy Spirit speak. Now, if you who are controlling these microphones, sometimes when the anointing comes down, that I don't know how loud I'm talking. You see where I have to stand now? I either have to stand with this word, and I've declared that it's the truth. Now I've got to depend on God declaring that back, that it's the truth, right here before these people. I did it before 500,000. God did it, brother. Let me fix it. In Bombay, India, before 250,000, South Africa at the racetrack, when 30,000 blanket natives received Christ and 25,000 men and stretchers and everything got up and walked away at the same time. That was idol worshippers. What ought to do to a born again group that believes God and looking for something like that? 25,000 miracles performed just at one time. That's all they wanted to see as soon as it happened. What ought to do to us? My sister, we are two people born in different parts of the world, perhaps, and meeting our first time here now. And I just want to speak to you in order, if he will reveal to me, as we're all waiting to see what happens. Now, it has to be to him, because I don't know you. I've never seen you. But God does know you. But now, if the congregation who's ever seen that light, that picture of the angel, or how many's ever seen it? All right, here it is, right here between me and the woman right now. Did you see that? No. Move it to her. You see it? See, the woman's looking at herself. The woman has complications. She has many things wrong with her. One of the main things that's wrong with her is a gallbladder condition. That is true. Now, if that's right, raise up your hand. Now, you believe? And he's the same yesterday and forever, isn't he? You believe that, brother? I keep feeling that comes somebody said he guessed that. I didn't guess that. Right? So you can't hide yourself now. The Holy Spirit's here. What you're thinking, I'll catch it. Jesus perceived their thoughts, you see. And I ain't Jesus, but he's here with us. Here, I don't know you. If Jesus would tell me who you are, then I ought to take the question out of him for all time with him. Mrs. Heinemann. Go on your road, you're healed. Jesus Christ. You believe now? You say that woman's name? What did he tell Simon what his name was? Who his father was? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe it? How do you do, sir? There's a man that I have never seen in my life. I suppose we're strangers to one another. So that the people know, just raise up your hand so the people can see that we're strangers. I've never seen the man. He looks like he was healthy enough. I don't know the man. I've never seen him. God knows all about him. Now, if he was sick and I could heal him, wouldn't I be an awful person if I didn't heal him? But I couldn't heal him because I can't do what Christ has already done. He's already healed if he's sick. It's just something to me. If Jesus was standing right here with this suit on it, he gave me, he could not heal you. He'd tell you he'd already done it. He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes, he'd ask you if you believe it. But he could identify himself that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that's just what he's doing. Yeah? Right. Now, here's the man. The other was a woman. I've never seen him, met him, we're just strangers. Your Honor. Now, sir, if the great Holy Spirit, which you're conscious right now, something happened right then, didn't it? Now, that light settled right over the man. Just ask him, I want you to know this. Just a second ago, a real sweet, humble feeling come over here. Is that right? Raise your hand if that's right. See? I'm looking right at it. See? There it is. All right? The man is a tiny, he's been hard hearing in his ears, but he's had a serious something happen to him. He's had an operation for a rupture. That's what you want me to pray for. That's right, raise up your hand. All right. Is that right? You believe that? Now, see, you don't guess those things. They're true. Here, he's got something on his heart. You want to believe whether it's God or not? There's something else on your heart. Something you're wanting. There's somebody out here in the audience suffering too. It's your wife. That's right. She's got complications and misery and pain right now. Isn't that right? All right, sister, you're healed too. Both of you go home. Jesus, thank you. Go on your own, rejoice and thank God. Believe now. Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe. All things are possible to them that believe. See, I cannot heal. I'm no healer. But Jesus Christ is proving himself that he's here with you. This kind of an Indian or Mexican lady looking at me right here suffering with high blood pressure. You believe Jesus Christ? I don't know. You've never seen him. Is that right? But you were sitting there. You were believing that, wasn't you? Raise up on your feet if that's so. If you suffer with high blood pressure, Jesus Christ healed you. What happened there? You say, Brother Branham, that's not scripture. Yes, it is. A woman touched his garment. Is that right? Now, how many of you ministers and you people believe this, that the Bible says that he is now a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities? Is that right? How would you know you touched him? Because he acted the same way he did yesterday. Amen. Makes him the same yesterday, today, and forever. That poor little woman sitting there, see, her face. This woman one time went to a crowd of people, and she touched his garment, for she said within herself, I believe that the man is truthful. I believe he's the Son of God. And if I can just touch the border of his garment, I'll be made healed. Well, how many knows the story? Well then, if he, the Bible says in the New Testament, book of Hebrews, that he is a high priest that right now can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. How do we know we touched him? Because he acts the same way he did yesterday. Now you know the woman never touched me. She's 30 feet from me. But she touched that high priest who we're in contact with. There you are. Each one of you can do that if you'll just believe it. Amen. You see he's the same? Now ask the little woman. I never seen her, never know her. She's just a woman sitting there. Excuse me. We're strangers one to another, but Jesus Christ knows both of us. You believe that he can reveal to me something that you have done, something that you're desiring? Would it make you know that me just your brother, I wouldn't know that. It'd have to come from some power. Would you believe it to be Jesus Christ? You would do it. I believe you would, because you're a Christian. All right. You believe me now. And now, will the audience believe with all their heart? You believe that the hour that we're living in, that these things are supposed to come right now? Remember, that was the last sign that Israel had before she was... What was taken was taken. What was left was left. That is the last sign just before the fire fell. Is that right? We've had signs, wonders, sanctification, baptism, the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, divine healing. But what was the last sign before Sodom burned? This very thing you're seeing tonight. God manifesting himself in human flesh, knowing the secret of the heart. Jesus Christ said so, as it was in the days of Sodom. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. See, you're looking at the woman, you're reading her mind, I'll turn my back to her. Don't think I ain't catching what you're thinking. Because I am. All right, lady, you just come up here now so I'll look up and not catch someone else. Now, we are total strangers. But if Jesus Christ can reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe it if you will raise up your hand? I see you're extremely nervous. That's right. And especially, that happens in the late of the afternoon when you get tired, wore out. Everything seems to go strange to you. You're suffering also with arthritis. That's so wave your hand. Now, I notice that when you're trying to get out of bed, you go real slow. When you get up in the morning, it's kind of hard for you at that time. That's true. Something strange. I see a man, a young man appearing here. It's your son, and he's suffering from a mental condition. And the mental condition was caused by a domestic trouble. That's thus saith the Lord. That's true, isn't it? You believe now? Then go find it the way you believe. God be with you. Have faith and believe. You believe with all your heart? Sure. He knows all about you. How you do, sir? We're strangers to each other, I suppose. The Lord Jesus knows both of us. We are two men met here for the first time in life. But there's someone here shaking. That's his weakness, you see. I spoke for an hour or more. It didn't hurt me. But just one vision. That doesn't. How many feels you understand that? Daniel saw one vision with trouble in his head for many days. Jesus preached all night and everything, but one little woman touched his garment, and he said, I perceive that virtue has gone from me. Is that right? That's strength, and if it would do that to the Son of God, what would it do to me, a sinner? It does something to you. Frankly, the whole audience now is just becoming like a blur. I don't know you, but God does know you. But He revealed to me what's in your heart. Then Jesus perceived their very thoughts. He knows your heart. If He can reveal to you your desire, would you believe you would receive it? How many out there would believe you would receive it? Thou art to settle it if you believe it. Amen. Something on your arm shows that you have a high blood pressure. That's right. But it's got a cause, and the cause is from a garter rule. That's right. Do you believe me to be His prophet or His servant, brother? Do you believe He knows you? You're wanting to be healed for a good cause. You want to be a missionary. You're supposed to be in Central America. Is that right? Jehovah, you believe with all yourself. Believe with all your heart. Go and receive your healing. Jesus Christ will make you well. You believe? How many believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you believe He's here? Now, let me give you another scripture. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. Is that right? In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. If they would take up serpents or drink deadly things, it would not harm them. If they lay their hands upon the sick, they shall recover. How many know that's true? What was His last word that fell from His lips as He was taken up? If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that right?
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
How many believers are in here? Let's see. All right? Now, if you want to see the miracle of God, believe that this, what I'm telling you, and you see manifested, is Jesus Christ. And then lay your hands over on one another. Just put your hands over on one another. No matter what's wrong, just lay your hands on somebody next to you. Now, this just isn't a me. It's you. These signs didn't say just will follow William Branham. It said will follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick. Now, are you satisfied Jesus is alive and among us? Say amen. Well, he that made the promises here. Now, you pray for the person that you got your hands on. See? You pray for them. See? Don't pray for yourself. You pray for them because they are praying for you. See? Now, you know he's here. He made the promises. He'll stand out here before the people and confirm it and prove it that it's true. Then you believe it with all your heart. Now, I'm going to pray for all of you. And while you pray for one another, let's believe now with all of our heart. Our Heavenly Father, we are indeed, our hearts are thrilled. You are here tonight. There is no place too humble, no place too great, no place too far, but what you have come to your believing children. Oh, great God of heaven, you have sent Jesus Christ in the form of the Holy Spirit, which is here now, and identifying himself the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the children are believing it. I've given them your word. You have confirmed your word. Now, there's many sick here, and they're thrilled. They're happy. They have their hands, these believers, these believing children, have their hands laid upon their sick brother or sister. They are believing, they're praying for he or she. And God, you made the promise, it's your word. Now, as your servant, I bring this service to this place that we as believers come to challenge the devil, that he's bluffed us around as much as he's going to. We believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's alive and here with us tonight, and we are following his commandments to laying our hands on one another. Satan, come loose, come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this audience of people go for the glory of God. Turn them loose, Satan. We adjure thee by the presence of Jesus Christ, the living one, the resurrected Son of God. Leave them going. Come out of them for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Every person present that feels that Jesus Christ has kept his word, that he's come in our midst, that he's here because he promised to be here. He's here and identified himself. He's the same Lord Jesus that walked in Galilee. And you believe that he keeps all of his word. And because somebody, a believer, identified himself with you by laying his hands upon you to identify himself with the word of God, that you are now healed and you resent Satan holding you any longer. Your faith goes loose to believe that God is here to keep his word. Stand on your feet and accept your healing. All that believe it, rise up to your feet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Raise up your hands and praise him now. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Now, you don't have a prayer card. You won't be up here in the line. But if you want to know whether it is the truth or not, you just say to God tonight, Heavenly Father, I'm sick. I must have help. And I'm using all the faith I've got. I know it's not that man standing there. That's just a man like I am or my husband or my brother. See? But I believe the man told the truth because it's Scripture. And I believe it's your high priest. Now, the thing, let me touch you, Lord, and you be the same yesterday. That brother doesn't know me. But you turn around and use his lips and speak to me and say like you did to the woman. I challenge you in Jesus Christ's name to have that kind of faith. And watch what takes place. If it's right or not. It's the truth. You just believe it. And if you can do that, well, God will bless you. Now, is there anybody here that never was in one of the meetings before? Raise up your hand. Oh, we're glad to have you here tonight. God bless you. Just a little meeting, a time of fellowship, and just running here nervously for two or three nights and take off. Maybe sometime, God willing, the minister's willing, we could come back here sometime, have a good meeting, wherever you stay, two or three weeks and sick. People sometimes, they'll have a growth like in them. They don't even know what the growth is. Now, it's alive. Like a malignancy or whatever it is, it's alive. It's a life that doesn't say, on my hand, there's no cancer there now. Maybe there will be someday. Usually, cancer comes from it's a wild cell. And like some of you sisters going through the time of menopause and they give you this hormone shot, don't you do it. You just trust God. Hormone's a wild cell, and you're just putting cancer right in you. See? I'm not a doctor. Don't think I'm trying to take your place here. But I've done met too much of it in the prayer line. See? So the thing to do, you just put your faith in God. In your real good, honest physician, your doctor at home will tell you that's the truth. You just have faith in God and trust Him. He'll take you through the shadows. He's always there to help you. That's right. Notice, we find, what if that growth, it starts growing? What is it? It's a multiplication of cells. One cell piling on top of another. That's what you are, too. A multiplication of cells. Well, you know where you come from. Holy wedlock between father and mother. One little teeny cell. If I was going to tear your body down tonight, take it cell by cell, it'd come down to that one little life. Inside of that life, of course, there's a chemistry of the blood, and inside the blood is the life. And that life is you. Now, it begins to multiply cells, and so everything of its kind, of bird after bird, dog after dog, human after human. And it makes, but you see, a devil has no form. Cancer, it's called cancer, comes the word crab, which means legs spread out, go to sucking. It's drawing your blood out of you. It's another life. It's a life living in you. So there's a human life, and there is another life. And that's what I'm talking to, is that life. Now, when you say, now you call it, doctor calls it cancer, and some of them calls it cataract, and some of them calls it different things, medical terms, but Jesus called it a devil. And that's what it is. Devil means tormentor. And it's there to take your life. Now, sometimes the doctor can cut around and get it all out. That's wonderful. But what if it's got such a hold it can't? Now, we're not dealing with the lump itself. We're dealing with the life that's in that lump. Now, when you say, Satan, come out. And I can prove it to you. Let the person lay their hands on my hand and prove and show the effects it takes. You've seen it done, many of you. Is that right? Notice. Now, if that life goes out of there, what happens? You go back the next day, it shrinks. Anything knows after anything, anybody knows when anything dies, it shrinks. You kill a deer, then weigh it and tell the brethren how much it weighs and throw it on scales in the morning, it's going to be a pound lighter. When a person dies that has false teeth, they take them out, artificial eye, because they'll shrink. They'll come out. Well, then after it lays there so long, like a little animal dog being run over on the street, laying in the sun, it begins to swell. Then it gets bigger than it was in the first place. The patient then will begin to get sick after about 72 hours when corruption sets in. They'll begin to say, oh, I'm worse than I was. I've lost my healing. And when the unclean spirit's gone out of the man, he walks in dry places, returns back again. See? And if you don't really believe, no matter how much is tucked off of you, if you don't know how to accept it and believe it, when it returns back, you still know it's gone. And if you accept it, then there's nothing but death. Well, what's the matter? You put it, what if you had a snake in you about that long and died? Well, what is it? Your heart beats and purifies the bloodstream. And that's what causes fever, is infection. And then when that growth laying in the human body and it's dead and infection sets in or it begins to swell and the heart has to beat that out, purifying the blood, well, of course you get worse. But people there that don't have faith just run in and they actually get a relief. I see people. One night, a man with cataracts over his eyes run down and played the piano and could see, strum up and took the same Bible and read from it. And about four nights later, couldn't even see his hand before him. He come back and said, I lost my healing. Is this a good thing to be there? He said, I said, brother, that's wrong.
That's right.
You disbelieve. He said, well, Brother Bam, I got healed. But I said, no, it's the cataract swelling, sir. Just keep on believing. Don't you doubt if you do, it will come back. You just keep on believing. You said you believe. Then you're taking back on what you said. Don't say it unless you believe it. Encouraged him and told him, stay there. I was there for 2 weeks. At the end of the 2 weeks, you could read the Bible as good as anybody else could. See? Now, if you hadn't had instructions on what to do, and that's what you get running like this, the first thing you know, then it all falls back on the pastor, and they say, well, it wasn't. See, it's because the congregation's not trained. They don't understand how to, what they must do. And they don't have altogether faith. They have a lot of hope. But now, what I'm trying to do is not for you to say, you know what, Brother Branham laid hands on me, and brother, I got well. I don't want to even touch you. I want you to touch him. See? I ain't got nothing to do with it. But in the gift that God has given me, if I can manifest Christ to show him and bring him to a reality here before you, the Word itself made flesh among us, and show that it is God, then you just touch him and see what happens. You see what I mean, friend? You don't want something big. If you do, you can't go to little places. I was on the field years ago. I've never permitted my meetings to grow to a place. I don't have any televisions. I don't have anything selling. I don't have nothing. It's Christ. I go to them little bitty places where some of the brothers who's got these great big programs couldn't go to because they've got to have thousands of dollars every day to keep their program. I don't have to have nothing. It's more of God. See? I can go wherever He sends me. See? And that's where I can go to. I preached a revival. You're not long going to church. They held 20. It was pitiful, but we held it anyhow because the Lord told me to go there. See? And then I go and preach to a crowd of 500,000. Somebody sponsors it and takes me over. I don't worry about nothing. I just worry about keeping right before Him. See? He sends me wherever He wants to send me. Now, tonight, as far as I know, in this line, people are strangers to me. How many is out there strange to me? Raise your hand. Knows I don't know nothing about you. Raise up your hand. You need Christ. Right? You just believe now. I think it was 100%. Now, while this prayer line's going up here, you begin to pray down there for God to. And if He will do that, you'll believe what you say, amen.
Amen.
Now, how many knows that that's exactly the way He identified Himself as the Messiah of God? How many knows that from us? Exactly. Exactly. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I do nothing until I see what I see the Father doing. Now, I want to take every spirit in here under my control in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. Keep your seat. Set still. Don't move around when you move. See, each one is a spirit. You know that? If you wouldn't, you'd be dead. See, and your unbelief, and I say, bow your head, do it. I say, if it calls you to get up, get up. And whatever it says do, you do just what it is because it's not me, it's Him. Now, start your prayer line, wherever it is. Heavenly Father, it won't be long. Your time is going to run out. Standing behind me here tonight is shepherds, ministers who foretold and claimed that the hour would come when this would be done. Some old veterans many years ago standing on the corner with a guitar in their hand, claiming that there'd come a day. And here's some of them here tonight, and their sons are here. Father, they only paved the way to make it real. Now may we receive it, Lord. Grant it. May together we fellowship around this great gift that God has sent to us, Jesus Christ. Grant it, Father. Now, Lord, Thou knowest that I don't know one of these people. I know nothing of them. Thou knowest them all. And I'm trying to let the people see, Lord, that it isn't great man, great church, it's a great God. And Jesus Christ, I pray that You'll let Him be known tonight to us, humbly. Now, I've challenged the audience, Lord, to look to You. And let some of them out there, Lord, somebody, I pray that You'll let the Holy Spirit search out some faith there tonight. That'll cause the audience to get enthused, to see that there's something going on. And may they understand, and each and every one be healed. May there not be a sick person in our midst tonight when the service is closed. May every unsaved person be saved when they feel and know that they're in the presence of the very God that will judge them one day. We commit it all to You now, and I commit myself to You. Use me, Lord, as You see fit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, I ask you to be real quiet and be in prayer. I just imagine, now if anybody does not think that this comes from God, then in the name of Jesus Christ, I challenge you to come here and do the same thing. And then if you can't, don't say nothing about it. Search it in the Scriptures, you see. Now, as far as I know, with God's Bible here before me, this bunch of men sitting here looking at me, and in the presence of this people, this woman is a stranger to me. I don't know her. She's just a woman standing there. I know nothing of her. If she's sick and I had any way to heal her, I'd sure do it. You believe that, don't you? I would do it if I could, but I can't. Nobody else can. Healing comes from God, and He's already done it. But if God could do something to make you understand that He's still here, and He's here to keep His promise, if He keeps His promise, then He keeps the promise of healing, of course. And then If Jesus is standing here tonight with this suit that he gave me, and you'd walk up to him and say, "My Lord, I'm sick. I want you to heal me." I believe it'd be something like this. It's his child. Do you not believe the Holy Scriptures? I died for that purpose. I purchased your healing at Calvary when I suffered for you. But who do I know who you are? Are you my Lord? Well, what did I do when I was here on earth before to make myself known to the people, to the both Jews and Samaritans? Not one time was that miracle performed before a Gentile. Because Gentiles wasn't looking for it. Now is the day of the Gentiles, when they're getting theirs now. And this is the day that he said a word against the Holy Ghost, be called an evil spirit, would never be forgiven people. Now, the woman both of us shared before God and under the Bible, we absolutely, you see, we know not one another, never seen each other. And I don't know, have not one idea what she's standing there for. I've never seen her in my life. And this is the Bible in my hand. And as a minister, what good would it do me to say that when it was wrong? Condemning myself? I don't have to be here doing this. I come because I feel I'm in the will of God. I come because that I know that the day of judgment will strike Tucson someday, and God is trying to get a message to you. And I must be his witness. Nothing to me. I'm the least among you. I'm just your brother. It's Jesus Christ. But he has to have someone to work through. He does that choosing himself. He predestinated that to be. Now, if the Holy Spirit will tell me what that woman is, or what she's done, or what's something about her, she'll know whether it's the truth or not, won't you? Sure, you'd know where's the truth. And if it isn't the truth, then it isn't God. But if it is the truth, then it is God. How many of you will believe now with all your heart and accept it? Now here we are, under oath, under the Bible, before his witnesses, before the witnesses here, and the Bible laying here that promised that the things that was done just before Sodom burnt will be done before the Gentiles, before they're destroyed. The last call to Abraham's seed, the royal seed. Now anyone knows a woman staying with her eyes closed. It's repeating a word, a prayer. She is a Christian because when she first come up, you find once in a while an impersonator slip by and try to act like a Christian. How many have ever seen that done? You see what happens to them, too. They either drop right there or paralyze and pack them out, and that's it. We're not playing church. You remember Phoenix a few years ago on that. Now the lady, really, she's burdened about something. Now, if you can see between she and I is a light. She begins to fade out. But it seems like her spirit is troubled. She has spiritual problems that she's worried about. That is true. If that's true, raise up your hand. Invariably, every time I feel I come in, he's reading that woman's mind. I'm not. I'll find that one of these nights. I'll call it out, too. Just a minute, we'll see if we are. See if we're guessing at this. I don't know what it said first. It was something. It seemed like it was trouble or something. Oh, here it is. I see now. It's a spiritual problem. Another thing, you have six cells. You have gallstone trouble. That's right. Is that right? Yes, sir. I'm a strong man. Notice, another thing, you're burdened about somebody. That's some children. It's your children. Their salvation. That's true. It's about somebody, too, that's here. I can feel it. It's your husband. And it's his salvation. Right? He's sitting present now. You're not from here. I see you walking somewhere where he's high green hills and a lot of water. It's away from here. It's north from here. You're from the state of Oregon. You're from somewhere near Grant's Pass or somewhere around in there where them hills are. Your first name is Lena. Your last name is Sobel. That's right. Jesus Christ honors your request tonight. Go home. Your husband saved. Your children also. And you receive your healing. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever it was, I don't know. It'll only have to be on the tape. But I know it was a woman that had faith, that believed. You believe him now? Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever? You know that has to be spirit. Now it depends on what you think it was. How do you do, lady? We're strangers to each other. I don't know you. And you're a lot younger than I am. But do you believe Jesus can tell me what your trouble is or something about you? Would it give you faith to believe? You believe me to be his servant? You know I wouldn't know. It would be impossible for me to know. It would have to be from him, spirit. And you're conscious at this time that there's something going on. It's his presence. You're not exactly standing for yourself. You've got a lot of trouble. You've got a lot of spiritual problems that you're wondering about. That you're going to get the answer to them. And just to let you know that I know what I'm speaking of, some of it is about something going on in your church. Mm-hmm. That's right. That is right. It's a business deal. It's going on in your church that you don't think is going on right. That's thus saith the Lord. That is true. And another thing, I see a person appearing. It's almost dead. It's a cancer case. You're praying for cancer. Someone in your country. And you're also from Oregon because it's the same country the lady was here before. That's right. You receive what you ask for. Return on your faith. Right? I never touched the woman. But God did for her. You just believe. How do you do, lady? We are strangers to each other. The Lord Jesus knows us both. Now, just a moment. Something happened in the audience. The real reverend. There was a man appeared before the woman here, somebody with faith. Just keep praying, ever who it was. I missed it. Just keep praying. Again, to talk to you, everybody has a spirit, see? And the people are beginning to believe, you see, and it makes it, see? Everybody's faith pulling every way, you see? That's the reason I have to get somebody here just before me. He's even minister sitting here sick that's praying right now. See, and I've called you. You at the prayer call. I don't know you. But God does know you. Then if the Lord Jesus will tell me something in your life that you've done, ought to have done, or something that's wrong with you if you're sick, might be domestic trouble or might be financial, I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, you'll know whether it's true or not if he says it. Will you believe and believe that you are now in his presence, not my presence, or these men present? That wouldn't make you feel the way you're feeling now. It's his presence. There's a man keeps standing by this woman. It's a heavy set man. It's something. I see it. You are a friend to a man that I know, Paul King, a minister. You know him. That's right, because there he is. That's right. He's prayed for you, this man. And your trouble, you have a rupture. And the rupture's in the diaphragm. That is right. And it caused complications and all kinds of sickness. You're not from here. You're west of here. You're from California. You believe Jesus Christ? Will you accept him? Miss Moss, you want to go back home and be well? Return and believe him. Have faith in God now, don't doubt. And it will be brought to pass. You're believing on the Lord Jesus? How do you do? We are strangers one to another, suppose. The Lord Jesus knows both of us. I do not know you, but the Lord Jesus does know you. It's a light. And it just keeps leaving the platform. You'll keep believing like that. Just go ahead. Just keep believing. Keep praying. You are suffering with a growth. Do you believe that the Lord Jesus can tell me where the growth is? from your right breast, lung. That is right. You're not from here. There was somebody sent you here. Say you've been in the prayer line before. That was in, you're from Chicago. And you were healed once in the meeting. That was told to you by being a trouble in your side or leg or something like that. And you were healed in the meeting. And a man that's gray-headed, he got a gray mustache, it's Pastor Matson Bose, that used to be your pastor at the Philadelphia church, that's where you're from, sent you here tonight. That's right. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Return back to Chicago rejoicing. Jesus Christ. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. How do you do? We are strangers to each other. I don't know you. But Jesus Christ knows you. Do you believe that He is able to give me His Spirit, which I'm not sufficient as a minister, but by a gift in the Bible that's promised in the last days to restore the faith of the children back to the Father? Do you believe the hour has arrived for that? And that ministry is in operation in the church today. You too come from Chicago. Because I see it going on a street. Looks like Clark Street to me. Right. And you suffer with arthritis, different afflictions in your body. You can go back now. Your faith makes you whole. God bless you. Go believe Him with all your heart. You believe God heals arthritis? Amen. And you go back to your seat and thank Him for it. Be healed. Be well. Would you come forward, lady? Would you like to go eat and feel good again and that old stomach trouble be gone? Go eat. Lady? The lady there with the little one? Do you believe God will heal that child? I can tell you trouble the child, but I can't heal it. Look here, sweetheart. I got a little girl out there just about like you. I'll leave her many times crying like you are now to go see little girls. You believe Jesus can heal heart trouble and make you well? Come here. Come to me. Heavenly Father, let the power of the Holy Spirit now present save the life of this child. Believe now with all your heart. Come on. You believe God can heal that lady's trouble, female trouble? The drainage will stop? Return. Believe it with all your heart. Like to breathe again good and free and get rid of that old asthma and stuff? Go home and believe it with all your heart and you'll be healed and you'll be well. Believe with all your heart. God heals heart trouble too. That's right. Do you believe that? Just return and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, and praise His name, and you'll get well.
Hallelujah.
You believe? How many believe? What about you over there in that stretcher? Do you believe? Do you believe me to be His prophet? His servant? That stumbles people. I don't know you. You're just a woman laying there. I see you're on the stretcher. You believe me to be His servant? If God can reveal to me what your trouble is, will you accept Him as your healer? You're shattered for death. There's a dark shadow over you. If you lay there, you'll die. Because there's no good to go to the doctor. It's all over for as far as he's concerned. The disease that's killing you is cancer. Why don't you accept Jesus Christ as your healer? Rise up from your stretcher and take it and go home. And be made well. Will you believe that? Accept it and go home, man. Rise up and believe it and go. What about you, your hand up there and that white coat on? Do you believe me to be God's servant? You believe God can tell me what your trouble is, sir? You have some kind of spell that's epilepsy. Is that right? Raise up your other hand. Now believe Him with all your heart and you'll never have another spell. I challenge you to believe Him. This man sitting here looking at me with a shirt, looking right up here. You're suffering with heart trouble. I don't know you. But that's the truth. Is that right? Let me tell you again. You're a minister. You have churches you visit. It looks like it's kind of a dark race of people. It's Mexico. That is right. You're all interested in somebody. That's the wife sitting there by you. You believe God can tell me what her trouble is? I can't heal her, but if I can tell you your trouble, will you believe for healing? She's deaf in her ears. Put your hands up on her ears and believe with all your heart, and she can be healed. How many believe the same thing? Amen. Put your hands up in the air and accept Jesus as your healer. You who believe Him has never been saved. Why not come up to the altar just now? You said you wanted to have a feeling in your heart like you did, like that mother deer did. You want to accept Him as your Savior? Will you come up here now and stand around the altar and let me pray with you while you're in His presence? Many of you here should come and stand here. If you want to accept Christ as your Savior, come right now. Will you do it? God bless you, sir. God bless you. That's good. Someone else wants to accept Him in His presence. How are you ever going to get any closer to Him? If he could tell me what your trouble is, he tells me you need him. Come up right now, you who's without him. Come now and receive him as your personal Savior. Stand here in his presence, whoever you are. If you're a church member, no matter what you are, if you're not yet right with God, I ask you and challenge in Jesus Christ's name, come forward now before we finish this healing line. Right while the Holy Spirit's here, where I can pray the prayer of faith. If he'll hear me to heal the sick, surely he'll hear me to save the lost. You who want him as your Savior, come forward now in Jesus' name. Walk forward now and stand up around the altar here for prayer just at this time. The Lord bless you. I like that. Men and women under conviction, the Holy Spirit himself bringing them right out, bringing them down the altar. You who believe this to be the witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in this last day, that the Bible promised this very thing, that it can't be me, I'm a man, it's your Savior. I tell you, it's Jesus Christ with my hand on the Word. It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. His coming is so close until He's manifested Himself in the fullness of His power among His people. If you've had doubts and frustrations, just a lukewarm church member, come tonight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. While the Holy Spirit Himself is here, showing the infallible proofs from the Scripture that He is here. It's Him. Come now, every soul that wants Jesus Christ in your life, come forward now and accept Him. Come now. Are possible only believe. While we sing it, won't you come now? Only believe what? Only believe the Bible truth, what's been told you. Here He is proving it. Why did He tell me right in the middle of that healing service? Why did He tell me in that healing service, call the people to the altar? It may be somebody's last chance. I don't know. Only thing I know is obey the Spirit. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Down. Let the personal workers gather around now. We're going to pray for these people. I believe, Lord, I believe all things are possible. Is it possible for me to receive the Holy Ghost like they did on the day of Pentecost? Surely, if you believe it. Believe, only believe. Do you want to real experience of the love of God like that old mother deer had for the baby? If your experience isn't like that, you're short. Come on. If you want to manifest Jesus Christ in your life, come on. Don't play church no more. The hour is here. We mustn't trifle with this great thing that God has given us. The infallible proofs of Jesus Christ alive today after 2,000 years of faith. Won't you come? The church is receiving its last gift. This is the last thing that will come to the church before the coming of Christ, according to the Word of God. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of God. Here we are. Come, won't you, every soul that don't know Him, every soul that's in doubt tonight, don't let this grand opportunity pass you. Won't you come now and stand for prayer while we gather around this place? That's right. Just keep on coming. We want to see you. Everybody who's, we're waiting just a moment because I truly feel there's more here should come. No matter what church you're affiliated with, we're not asking you for membership of church. We're asking you to come receive Christ. Would you like to receive the God that knows the secrets of the heart, that can reveal it by your life? He did. That knows the very thoughts you're thinking and can describe them to you as it is in the days gone by. Now, the Lord bless. Now, while these are around the altar, and while the others are coming, let the ones in the audience stand up just a moment now, while we're going to pray. Now, you that stick out there, that maybe wasn't in the prayer line, you lay your hands on one another. Let all the personal workers and the ministers lay hands upon these people here. Are you ready? Have you seen something that's real? Has something stirred your heart? Has something become a reality to you quickly to know that Jesus Christ is alive tonight? Now, let us bow our heads and every man pray in your own way. Remember, there's millions of prayers going up around the world right now. God hears every one of them because He's infinite. Pray now as you do in your own church. Pray for God to forgive your sins. Pray for Him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Pray for God to heal you. That's right. The Holy Spirit fall among you like that and give you great victory and liberty. Heavenly Father, we bring this audience to you just now. Let the great power that raised up Jesus Christ out of the grave, may it quicken this new church just now. May the healing come. May every sick person be delivered from the powers of Satan. May every lost soul be saved and every saved person filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen, 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 amen.
Pray like you never prayed before. Pray like you were